neighbors, and tree trust executives alike are coming together to try and save several trees on Gartshore Street in Fergus. With preliminary work being done for the new Centre Wellington Operations Centre, a pair of sugar maples were cut down. Tree Trust's director, Tony Ellis, says concerned citizens gathered at the site as work was being done and prompted a visit from Centre Wellington Mayor Sean Waters. Waters tells the Grandat 101 after conferring with staff, he thought it would be best to direct the tree removal to a different area of the site until the site plan is looked over more thoroughly. The trees in question, Ellis says, are no ordinary trees.
I'm always very sad to hear when any tree comes down, and particularly a sugar maple, what I would call a legacy or elder tree. So these are trees that embody a whole lot of carbon, are providing a whole host of environmental services, and are linked to our past. The trees are, I'm sure, over 100 years old. They're really, you know, they're part of our history. So I was sorry to see them come down.
Five sugar maples stood on the property, and now three remain. Waters explains depending on where the trees lie in the site plan, the remaining three may have to follow suit and be removed.
They still may come down, but that's depending if they're in either a swale or in a point where they're a turning lane or there's pipe that need to go along there. So they're reviewing that to a greater detail.
Ellis explained Tree Trust has several ideas on how Centre Wellington could better protect trees in development zones. She says an urban forest committee of some sort could aid township council and staff through the development process with an eye towards protecting trees. She added legacy trees have great value to the region.
What we would advocate for would be to say, if you've got some legacy trees on a property, maybe those should be considered immovable, and maybe we need to be building around them. Because more and more, we're certainly appreciating that these trees are irreplaceable and invaluable assets in our community.
Five or six people were standing in the area of the trees, concerned about their removal, says Waters. He added, in the end, the township plans to replenish cut down trees twofold.
There's about 330 trees on site, and 200 of those trees are being preserved, and about 130 of those trees are slated to be removed. Replacement trees will be planted at a ratio of 2-1, and approximately 460 trees will be on the site after development.
Ellis noted Tree Trust actually got its roots when a different selection of these types of trees, sugar maples, were removed without what she considered due consideration. Ellis says she's happy the township is responsive to concern, as Waters explained the site plan will be looked at more thoroughly before removing the remaining trees. This is Riley Gillespie Wilson reporting for the Grandat 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.